How's it going, Great A Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Great A kind of day. Wow, what a week for the family. My dad lost his job at the insurance company. We're going to get into that. Also, my brother Tim has been offered an opportunity to live in a gamer house. Not just any gamer house, but a Catholic gamer house. And then I was attacked by a few nasty young savages who claim to be a part of the Yang Gang. And I'm not sure if they're affiliated with presidential candidate Andrew Yang or not, but if they are, this is one presidential candidacy that we have to be scared of. So we're going to cover all that once we hear from our sponsor. Stick around. We are back. Thanks for sticking with us. So, Father did lose his job at the insurance company this week. I'm not going to say the name of the insurance company. It's a well-known brand. It's been around for many, many years. And my dad has worked with this insurance company for many, many years. So, it's quite sad. What ended up happening was, at least this is what Father said, he had to use the restroom. And when he walked into the restroom, he noticed that there was someone using the handicap stall. And he said to himself, why is someone using the handicap stall when we have no employees that are handicapped? And what if a handicapped person comes in to file a claim, needs to use the restroom, and the handicap stall is occupied? So he thought to himself, I have to do something to discourage this kind of behavior. So what he ended up doing was he reached into the handicap stall with his feet and stomped several times quite loudly. And what ended up happening was when he stomped his feet several times loudly, the individual in the stall was a college intern doing a work experience at the insurance agency, at the company. And this stomping apparently frightened this intern. And the intern went to my father's boss and said that my father sexually harassed him and created an environment where he thought that he was going to be anally raped. And my dad pretty much flipped his lid, saying that he would never do anything like that, and that why in the world would the intern interpret stomping one's feet into the stall as a sign of you're about to be anally raped. So my father's boss, who happens to be a female, might not have much experience in these kinds of matters, said, well, I mean, this is a young kid we're talking about, and if they feel uncomfortable, and if they feel that someone reaching under the stall with their foot and stomping several times quite loudly is demanding sex acts, you know, we have to take them at their word. And my father said, you know full damn well that I am not of that persuasion, and that I'm a member of Club Tuna. Now, I do not know why my dad said that he's a member of Club Tuna to his female boss. Because my female boss said, Club Tuna, what are you talking about? And my dad said, you know darn well what I'm talking about. And he pointed at her crotch area and he said, yeah, I'm not talking about Jimmy John's sandwiches. Okay, because Jimmy John's makes a sandwich called a Club Tuna, I guess. But anyway, immediately upon doing that, my dad was dismissed. And he was escorted off the premises. And now it's a matter of Father telling me that I'm going to have to move back in with the family to help support the family as he tries to find new employment. And I said, I'm kind of worried about that. I'm not too keen on it, considering all the dysfunction in the household that was going on when I left. I mentioned the fact that mother was having sexual intercourse with the Trumpy bear, and father said, you know, you're just gonna have to look past it. You're gonna have to make sacrifices on behalf of the family. And I said, let me think about it. So the next few days, I'm going to be thinking about whether or not I should move back in with the family, because it's something that is, at this point, not within my life goals and my priorities. But, you know, my family does need some financial support, because my mom, she's not working right now. She seems to be quite enamored with the Trumpy bear. So, it is what it is. My brother Tim has been offered an opportunity. Isn't that right, Tim? Okay, calm down. Tim can't speak, and he has to use various ways of communicating, and sometimes he'll make certain sounds to get his point across. But Tim is special. He lives with me right now, but if we were to move back in with mother and father, you know, he would be living in the house under the same roof with me, mother, and father. Okay, I know you're not a fan. I know you don't want to do it, but it's something we might have to do. Okay, so Tim was approached by a member of the Catholic youth group and was told, since Tim is a video game fan, would he like to join the Catholic Gamer House that is going to be developed in our neighborhood? The Catholic Gamer House is going to be made up of all Catholics, and they're going to have their own Twitch channel, and there's going to be multiple streams where all the different Catholic gamers get to play games and talk about the Lord. And it was kind of interesting, because when Tim told me about this, I said, well, what's it all about? What are the things you're going to have to do? And Tim said that, well, if he were to join the Gamer House, he would have to get baptized live on Twitch. And I said, why would you have to get baptized when you've already been baptized? And Tim told me that it means getting baptized into being a member of the Gamer House family. And I said, all right, that's, I guess, somewhat understandable. And then Tim said, when you win a game, you get a communion wafer. Okay, not communion wafer, sacramental bread. I'm sorry, Tim. I use the informal language. I'll be respectful. All right. Oh, boy. This guy's something else. Okay, so if you win a game of Fortnite or PUBG, you get a piece of sacramental bread. If you lose a game and perhaps you have a bit of a rage quit or, you know, an outburst, there is a confession booth, and you talk about what you did to the priest, and that is broadcast on the stream. And I thought that was kind of weird. And I'm not going to talk about what was described as the penance one would have to do after talking about your sins, because this is a PG show. So I'm not really a fan of this idea. I think a Catholic gamer house sounds somewhat bizarre. If you want to talk about your faith, okay, yes, Tim, yes, Romans 12:21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Yes, I know. Okay, yes, yes, you would be reading Bible verses if you were in the Catholic gamer house. You can't really talk, so no one can understand what you're saying. So you making noises, I don't really see how that's going to spread the word of the Lord. Proverbs 16:9, yes, okay. In his mind a man plays his course, but the Lord directs his steps. Is that what it is? Plan plays his course? I think you get Proverbs 16:9 wrong. I don't think that's it. I think it's, in his mind a man plans his course. Ooh. Okay, don't use bad words, Tim. Please stop. Okay, so I'm not too keen on this idea. And especially with the situation of Father losing his job at the insurance company because of the Club Tuna incident, I don't really support this at all. But we'll see what happens. All right, so with the Yang Gang, there were a group of young gutter snipes. Yep, I use the word gutter snipes. They were all wearing do-rags. They had some huge gold chains around their neck. And there was about six of them. And I was walking down the street, coming out of a Starbucks. Nice plug there. If Starbucks is interested in sponsoring Grade A Nation, please get in touch. But anywho, I was walking out of the Starbucks with my strawberry acai refresher. And they said, "Hey, what are you doing there, capitalist pig?" And I said, "Excuse me?" And they said, "What are you doing to help contribute to the Freedom Dividend?" And I said, "What the hell is a Freedom Dividend?" And they go, "We want our Freedom Dividend. We want our Freedom Dividend. Give us $1,000 a month and give us $1,000 a month now." And I said, "Well, I don't have $1,000 on me. What the hell is wrong with you people?" And they got verbally abusive. I won't say the words that they used. But within their string of profanities, they mention that they are supporters of candidate Andrew Yang. And Andrew Yang is running for the Democratic presidential nomination. His platform is universal basic income, and he wants to give citizens $1,000 a month if they're between the ages of 18 and 64. So these kids, these punks, thought they can go around and strong arm people into, I guess, pressuring for support for Andrew Yang or pressuring for money. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. The bizarre part was that all of them, yes, they were wearing do-rags and they had gold chains around their neck, but they were all wearing Panda Express uniforms. Now, I don't know what the heck that was about, okay? Because if they're all wearing Panda Express uniforms, does that mean they work at Panda Express? Or does that mean that they think, since Andrew Yang is Chinese, that he's going to appreciate all of them wearing Panda Express uniforms? That was a sight to see. So you have six punks in Panda Express uniforms just walking around the neighborhood, pushing people around, using foul language, I think it's inappropriate. But all I'm saying is that if you see a group of youngsters in Panda Express uniforms and they're talking about something called a freedom dividend, I say that you should seek shelter, call the police, and let them know that there are some vigilantes, some scoundrels, just lurking the streets preying on innocent folks. So that's pretty much what I wanted to cover this week. Tim, any closing thoughts? Yes, Panda Express is delicious. Yes, the orange chicken is good. That is true. Okay, half fried rice, half lo mein, I get it. All right, so we'll check in with you next time, Great A Nation. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things happening in the family. There's going to be a lot of breaking news coming up. And we'll try to get all that to you as soon as possible. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you just heard, please give us a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice. And please spread the word of Great A Nation. Tell a friend about the podcast. And also feel free to write to us on Twitter at Great A USA. That's at GRADEAUSA. Thanks very much.